how do we know how much control do we have in any situation? And sometimes we may try unlimited options. So is it that we pray to Krishna, we surrender to him, and then we also do something practically? See, I would say surrendering to him and doing something practical are not two different things. Doing something practical is also part of surrendering to him. Like Arjuna, he surrenders to Krishna at the end of the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna tells Arjuna, Sarvadharmaan Pratyaj Mamekam Sharanam Vraj. Surrender to me. And Arjuna says, Karishya Vachanantam, I'll surrender to you. But after surrendering, what does Arjuna do? He picks up his bow and is ready to fight. So even doing something practical can be a part of surrender. And sometimes, not doing anything practical can be a way of avoiding surrender. And sometimes I may have something practical to do, but then I just keep chanting. And chanting should be a way to, we are praying to Krishna, please engage me in your service. But sometimes chanting can be a way of escaping service. Isn't it? Oh, I'm so busy chanting. I'm dependent on Krishna. Well, yes, you're dependent on Krishna, but it's fine. But how much are you diligent for Krishna? To do something. So I would say that we don't have to think in terms of these binaries. There is surrender to Krishna and there is practical action. No, practical actions all can also be part of surrender. So, as far as how much can we know how much control we have? Over a period of time, we, by observing ourselves, come to know our capacities. And especially if we have a broad picture of life. Every single thing can be done unlimitedly. Now, if I have to prepare for a class, I can say, you know, if I'm not well prepared, how will I give a class? I say, how long do you need to prepare? I need a full lifetime to prepare for a class. I can. I say, there are so many books to read. I say, how much do I remember? And I can just go on. So if you see in life, how do we act? How do we act practically? You know, we decide, okay, this much time I have for doing this activity, and then as well I can do in this much time, I do it. So basically, with respect to dealing with issues also, with problems, how much control do I have? That means how many options do I try out? We have to have a broader picture of life. Okay, in my broad picture of my life, how important is this? It is important, but how important? So for example, if I have fear of losing my job, I have to work to get my job. But then, is it that I want to stop eating, stop sleeping because of that? No, I have to do that. Yes, even if I lose my job, I'll get something after some time. So I may decide that, okay, if I have this possibility, I will lose my job. So then, every day I'll spend 1 hour looking for it. And in that, whatever I can work out, I work out. So we may restrict the level of control we have to a particular level of time. This much time I can devote for dealing with this issue. Sometimes some issues become emergencies and then we might just put everything else. But broadly speaking, we have to, if we have an overall understanding of our life, then we see where this particular thing fits in that priority. And then we can decide how much efforts to put in something. So, that having a, oh, that, so studying philosophy and especially seeing life through Shastra Chakshu helps us to get this big picture. Srila Prabhupada writes in the 10th chapter, Buddhir Jnana Vasam Moha, that purport 10.4. He says, intelligence means to see things in their proper perspective. Okay, this is more important, this is less important. This is okay. This is to be dealt with. So that perspective, if we get by studying scripture, then we know how much to endeavor in what activity. And apart from that, the other thing is, when we want to know how much control we have, life is to some extent, it doesn't come with any guarantees. There's no guarantee that whatever decision we are going to make is going to be the right decision. But that does not necessarily mean that we have to be committed to a wrong decision. It's often we do course correction. If I decide to go in this direction, but I find I'm going this direction, and I find out, okay, then turn back. One of my friends is a pilot. He said, told me that 90% of the time when a plane is flying, it's off course. But actually, it is the pilot or the airplane mechanism which gets it back on course. So like that, we may decide at one particular point that, yeah, I'm going to make this work no matter what happens. But then we try once, twice, thrice, and we feel this is not working. Now sometimes stopping a particular endeavor may be quitting. And sometimes we may think of quitting as failure. But sometimes stopping a particular endeavor might just be walking to something better. So we have to again do course correction. Okay, I tried this course of action, and so I decided I'm going to make this work. I'm going to get this right. And I try once, twice, thrice, four times. I spent a due amount of time. It's not worked out. Then let me try something else. So there is, for a devotee, there is constancy of purpose, but there is flexibility of method. So my purpose is always to serve Krishna, and my purpose is to have more resources to serve, to have better facilities which I can serve, to do more service, whatever it may be, my job, my family, whatever it is, but it's all service to Krishna. And we have the constancy of purpose, but flexibility of method. Okay, this doesn't work out, we'll try something else. Srila Prabhupada was like that. He was trying to preach in India, he tried to start a magazine, it didn't work out. He tried to help his godbrother, that didn't work out. He tried to run his own business and get a lot of money which he could give to his spiritual master, that didn't work out. He tried to himself go and meet people and do classes, that didn't work out so well. He tried to go to Jhansi and start League of Devotees, that didn't work out. But so many particular methods didn't work out, but Prabhupada's purpose remained the same. So basically, if we have that understanding that this is my purpose, and with that, sometimes I may try this method, if it doesn't work, I will try some other method. So that we don't have to be attached to a method, we have to be attached to the purpose. And then sometimes I may try a lot to control something, and then it doesn't work, then I move forward, then I let go. Sometimes I may just let go too much, and I think, no, there's something which I can do in this situation. So, the example, this is a part of a series of seminars I have on destiny and karma. So there's something which is, by destiny, something just happened to us. We have very little control over that. But we also have free will to act. So basically, in that seminar, I compare life to playing a tennis match. When you're playing tennis, sometimes we are serving and sometimes we are returning. Now when the player is serving, that player has a lot of freedom. I can serve on the other player's backhand, forehand, right into the body, at a low height, at a high height. A lot of freedom is there. And the person is returning, they have very little freedom. You know, wherever the ball comes, that's where I have to get my racket and get the ball back into play. So now if the person is in a position of returning and that person wants the freedom of serving, you know, I will swing my ball bat racket wherever I want. Well, you will just meet air over there. The ball will go somewhere else. So like that, sometimes life puts us in the position of receiving. Sir, we have very little control. So basically whatever comes at us, just get it back. You know, get it back. Just keep the ball moving. Just stay in the game. Like that. But sometimes we are in the position of serving. So at that time, we have to take initiative. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. So basically, by practically observing our situation, how much control do I have right now? And we shouldn't see necessarily lack of control as a failure or presence of control as a success. Even when I am serving, I have to serve well. Only then I will win the game. Even when I am returning, that doesn't mean I have lost. So basically, a lot of problems come when we try to return when we are meant to serve, and we try to serve when we are meant to return. So basically, if you just observe our life, sometimes in the Bhagavatam it is said that for example, Bali Maharaj, he tells the, or even Krishna and Vishnu himself tells the devatas that time is not favorable for you now. So this is not a time for you to fight, just make a truce with the demons. And this is the time when you are not in control. You know, you are basically returning. Just do what you can. And later on, then they fight. So sometimes we may have to adjust what we do according to time, place, circumstance. So by observing the way things are going in our life, we can all fight only, we cannot deal with unlimited number of issues also. So if there are four big problems coming in my life at the same time, then I may decide I'm going to deal with this one problem, this is where I'm going to focus my energy. I'm going to exert my control over here. Other three, I'll just defend at that time. Just deal with, do whatever little I can over there. That way we can practically decide. Okay?
Thank you.
Very good.